This podcast is on the poem A Constable Calls, written by Seamus Heaney. Before you complete this activity, read through Heaney's poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. If you are completing this activity with other students in the class, you could briefly talk about the poem and share what you remember about it before you listen to the podcast. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. The poem is about the visit of a police constable to Heaney's father's farm. The purpose of the visit is to record into a ledger the annual crop returns from the farm. The speaker in the poem is a young Seamus Heaney, and his perspective reveals his fear of the constable. The next heading is Theme. The themes of conflict, threat and intimidation are central in the poem. The tense relationship between the constable and the poet's father emerges through their direct, functional conversation. It gives some insight into the divisions and suspicions that would emerge between sections of the Protestant and Catholic communities in Northern Ireland, which of course culminated in the infamous troubles from the late 1960s to the late 1990s. For quote 3, select three images that capture some of your key ideas or feelings in the poem. Write them into your revision worksheet, then explain briefly what each quotation tells you about the poem. We move on now to imagery. The images in the poem are mainly visual, aural, and tactile. Visual images appeal to our sense of sight. Heaney describes in detail the bicycle with its mudguard, handlebars and dynamo light. The boy also observes the constable closely, his polished holster, his slightly sweating hair, his baton case, and most frighteningly of all, for a young boy, the black hole in the barracks, which he associates with not cooperating with the law. There are also images that are aural in nature, for example, the snap of the carrier spring over the ledger and the repeated tick, tick, tick of the bicycle wheels. Tactile images feature strongly in the poem. They give us a sense of the physical presence of the officer in the home, the bevel in his slightly sweating hair, the pressure of his boots that lifted off the bicycle pedals, his heavy ledger, the braid cord looped into the revolver butt. The constable himself is used as a symbol by Heaney. He represents the power of authority and of law. You can read more about symbolism in the poem in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. We move on now to language. And the language throughout the poem is very descriptive. Heaney carefully chooses adjectives and verbs to recreate the memory of the constable's visit to his father's farmhouse. Rubber cowl, black handle grips, boot of the law, sweating hair, heavy ledger, polished holster, buttoned flap, black hole. Some of the verbs in the poem are suggestive of the threat of violence. Words such as cocked back, the bicycle ticked, 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 do suggest the level of menace that existed just below the surface at many levels in the community. Our next heading is form. The poem is made up of 9 stanzas, each of 4 lines, which means they are quatrains. Most of the stanzas are end-stopped, except for stanza 1, which enjambs or runs on into stanza 2, and stanza 6, which enjambs into stanza 7. Which in turn enjambs or runs on into stanza 8. The lines are quite short and tightly constructed, which gives a sense of the tension in the home once the constable enters. The events in the poem are sequential. That means they happen in a particular sequence. For example, the police officer arrives at the farmhouse on his bicycle, he records the crop returns from Heaney's father when inside the house, and finally he prepares to cycle away from the scene. That kind of circular movement in the poem that begins and ends with the bicycle suggests that this visit will occur again and that this is an annual visit. Now we move on to sound. Heaney doesn't use a regular rhyme scheme in the poem. Had he done so, it may have taken some of the suspense and tension from the poem. There is little coming together of minds, let alone hearts, in this poem. The visit, like the dialogue, is brief and functional. There is no small talk, no chat, no warmth in the room, and the absence of end rhyme seems appropriate in underlining the distance between the Catholic community and the forces of law in the north. That harsh K sound in the final line when the bicycle ticked, ticked, ticked is also heard in earlier phrases such as the black bicycle handlebars and the dynamo which was cocked back, and again in the black hole of the barracks. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone or atmosphere in the poem is clearly one of fear. The young boy, assuming small guilt, is fearful that his father may be thrown into the black hole in the barracks if the officer discovers the line of turnips that are undeclared. He remembers the experience as one of arithmetic and fear. The mood is quite tense throughout. The sounds, such as the repeated harsh K sound in the closing line, create a sense of foreboding in the reader, who would be aware of the violence that was unfortunately to visit the north for several decades. The final heading is personal response. Do you like this poem? Would you agree that Healy includes some detailed pictures of the constable and his visit in the poem? Do you think he may have reacted similarly or differently to the child of the poem when the constable entered the house? What do you imagine the conversation between Heaney and his father might have been after the constable left?